We were called nearly 2 years ago to have a look at a bungalow on the Isle of Sheppey with the intention of just doing quite a simple extension and improving it for the current householders. And then, so we went out and had a look at the house, and it quickly became apparent that the house was completely inadequate for the residents, and that whilst they could extend it, it was really difficult to improve what they had, and it soon became apparent that really we just needed to knock the whole thing down and start again. We got quite a lot of technical input from the families, occupational therapists, for example, and medical specialists. So whilst we never got to meet the family, we got quite detailed briefs from all the specialists. So we then take all that information along with kind of our thoughts on how a family house should be, and we put it all together. We do quite a lot of work in similar kind of fields. So we've done like some assisted care and living apartments, and we've done some almshouses, and we're just finishing some apartments for wounded servicemen. There's lots of lessons learned from other projects, but not actually any new build houses for families with a number of disabled children. One of the key features really of the house is some very wide hallways, and they're designed so that two wheelchair users can pass each other. But the actual added benefit of that in a house is that you get these really wide hallways that children can play in. They become these play zones, really, like extra spaces. We did go down on the kind of the final day of filming when everything's revealed to the family, and then I went back just before Christmas and that would be the first time we'd properly met the family, and we got some feedback on the design. Of course, they're completely overwhelmed by the whole thing and extremely happy. And then we have actually followed up about 6 months later to get some more feedback on the project.